What's up, y'all? It's my birthday, so I'm using it as an excuse for why I didn't do a proper intro or introduce my guest this week. It's my good friend Taylor. She's a comedian. She's a cis straight woman, which is rare nowadays. And she's a dear friend of mine, so I'm excited to have her on the show to end Pride, our first entirely straight guest, a cisgendered one at that. So enjoy.
Those like saved my life in LA just dried out my skin so much.
Cause of water?
I don't know. Like I went and my skin was great, and then I came back and my skin was terrible. Like it was peeling so bad. I was like, the weather was just
I like that the first time I have a professional comedian on, it opens with a New York versus LA discussion. Did you have any other observations?
In LA?
Yeah.
I couldn't stop talking.
Set material?
Dude, I couldn't stop talking about how I was like, you guys are all pussies here. Like, and they were sitting there like, yep, I was like, yep, you're little bitches. Like, fucking, you need to fight more. Just like, I don't know.
Where were you staying?
I was staying in Santa Monica.
Okay.
I did 9 shows in 3 days.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. It was super, super cool. I did a festival, and then this guy named Larry from Queens.
Is he from Queens or is his name Larry from Queens?
Both.
Okay.
So he was awesome, and he got me like most of the shows that were there.
Sorry, that was mine. That was my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, not me. Fucking, no. I'm still fucking fighting with Frontier Airlines. I'm trying to get them to reimburse my shit.
What happened? Oh.
I've been on hold all day, and I just got a message saying, hey, it's Veronica. Like, I'm here. And then the next message is, this chat has been disconnected. I'm like, ah!
Okay, we got airline jokes. We got LA jokes. We got comedy going now.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw you posting about that.
Yeah, the Frontier Airlines. That shit was so crazy. Like, the seats were even small for me.
Jesus Christ.
I know. I was like, the lady next to me was like, what's the Wi-Fi? I was like, oh, no. Actually, I couldn't speak English. It was hard for me to explain to her that I'm like, man, we're on the shittiest airline money can buy.
Is it worse than Spirit?
It's worse. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, like, yeah, Spirit, like, height of luxury compared to Frontier. This shit sucked. They canceled my flight last minute. They canceled it for me because it was going to get in late and I was going to miss my connecting flight. And I was like, great. It's like, cool. Yeah. The next thing we have available is tomorrow. I was like, I can't just like sit here. Like, no. So I had to fucking pay $400 to do JetBlue. And like, oh God, my back hurts so bad that plane ride. I feel like it was breaking.
I legit only fly JetBlue.
JetBlue's noise.
It is. No, nice. I know. I'm such a diva about it. I mean, like, if it's not a route available, I have a JetBlue credit card. I have no other credit cards.
Yeah, JetBlue fucking.
I mean, no, I have like a normal adult one, and then I have a JetBlue one for points.
Yeah, JetBlue fucking rocks. Like that. It was nice. And I was like on like, I think they like upgraded me. So I had like, and I don't need to be upgraded. Like what I do anyways is I just ball myself up and then fall asleep. So yeah. The amount of leg room I have does not matter. Like,
for those listening at home, Taylor is a very petite person, woman.
Yes, I am 5'5". Oh my God. Wait, I have to tell you this. So I was in Chicago and I'm dressed what I think is regularly. And the woman, like, it's my turn to go up next for this open mic. And she goes, all right, give it up for Taylor.
Taylor Drew, everyone. Yeah. Taylor!
Oh, my God. That's rewind. Well, I should just say, I'm not sure what do you sexually identify as.
I'm a girl.
A she. All right.
Yeah.
I get myself in trouble all the time.
Give it up for she, Taylor.
The lesbian stole this look from me.
Drew, and I come up to the stage, she sees me, and she audibly gasps, and I'm like,
oh my God, yeah.
I'm like, what? Like, is there something on my fucking face? Like you are jarred right now. And she goes, what do you sexually identify as? I'm like, what? I was so taken back. I was like, I'm a girl? Like, what? And she does this for nobody else. And she goes, all right, guys, give it up for she, her, Taylor. And I'm like, what the?
You sent me a clip of it, and it actually was, like, really bad. I thought it was, like, a joke.
I thought it was. At first, I was like, there's no way. Like,
I mean, I think it was, like, a halfway joke in the sense of, like, she was trying to save it by making it a joke, but she legitimately was like, oh, no, what if this is one of those non-binaries I heard of?
I've heard of.
Like, there are non-binary people in Chicago.
I know, but it's like, even like, let's say I was non-binary, like that would still be fucking.
No,
that would
be terrible.
Because I was literally like, I'm like, something must be wrong by the way she, I mean, like, she looked at me like I was like there was something crawling out of my fucking eyes. Yeah. Like, I was like, what? Like,
I think universally women don't like getting they them'd.
Yeah, but
it is tricky, but.
I mean, I guess for me, it's like, once you hear my set, you know exactly. Because all I do is talk about my fake boobs and, like, boys. Yeah. And, like, meh.
Like, you are one of the straightest women I know.
Literally. And, like, I forget that I dress, like, the way I do. To me, I'm like, what? Like, it's not clicking. Like, it's not, I'm like.
Yeah.
Like, what is, and I guess because my name's also Taylor Drew, so. She was expecting a boy. So I was also traveling with two guys, but just the way she acted was so crazy.
Can I put it in here? I'll put it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh my God.
It's that weird, I know as a trans woman who frequently gets misgendered, like, there is the catching yourself thing. But they do that at specifically queer events where I am like, yeah, you probably should have asked or something, like, whatever. But, like, it is so much worse because then they have to explain to you, like, why they might have done wrong and, like, yeah, get you to accept it. And this usually happens to trans people. It's kind of funny that it's happening to you, but it's also jarring.
It was so
because it's still having your womanhood questioned based on, like, a 1 second judgment, which is, I will say, it is kind of fun. It's fucked up. It's a fucked up. This is the most, like, this is the problematic thing I do to cis women. But, like, if you tell one, like, oh, I thought you were trans for a bit, like, you're actually totally allowed to feel uncomfortable about that. But you can't be too upset about it. And you don't want to seem like you're, I don't actually do this. It's just, I think it's funny.
If someone thought I was trans, I would just be like, oh, that means it looks like I've had plastic surgery.
Well, that's it. You know, if you were trans, like, say nothing changed about you, like, people would probably just think you were straight.
Yeah.
Which is because, like, very,
yeah.
But trans, like, because trans lesbians, you would, well, one, you'd have, like, some of the most incredible voice training known to me. Yeah, but
this would have to be a vocal cord surgery kind of gig.
Yeah, exactly. I'm always like thinking, like, Staples, but then I'm like, what if your voice sucks? Like, what if you have just an incredibly annoying voice after getting, yeah, but
maybe she's born with it. Maybe, yeah, she's just Taylor Drew. Sucks. Like, my voice is so high that, like, the louder I talk, the higher it gets. So, like, it gets to a point where, like, if I talk at, like, a normal volume, it's too high. So I talk pretty softly. So I have to tell every single audio person everywhere I go up, like, when I go on stage, you have to turn my mic up or nobody can hear me. Like, you have, like, cause I just speak so, and everyone's like, just talk louder. I'm like, you don't get it. Like, you have, like, your voice is normal pitch. So it's like, even if I do talk a lot louder, it doesn't sound louder. It just sounds higher.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, it is the fucking worst. But usually audio guys, like, get it. And I'll hear them in the middle of my set turning my mic up too. So I'm like, whoa, I just got really loud. Like,
yeah, that was a really strange clip for you to send. Like, not for you to send me. I get why you sent it to me. And I was like, no, I can validate that that's a very strange thing.
It was really, I don't think I, like, well, that's never, like, I, Because it's not even like, did you see the outfit I was wearing? I was just, I had, first of all, my chain wallet was super fucking sick. And like, I was so proud of that shit all day. I was like, look at my fucking chain wallet. Like, is this the coolest shit? Like, and like, there were other female comedians there. And it's not like they were particularly like, I think it might have been because my name is Taylor Drew.
Yeah.
And she was fully expecting like a dude.
Yeah.
But I mean, that reaction was just.
It was really weird.
To introduce me as she, her, Taylor Drew was even weirder. Because like, let's say I was trans.
Yeah.
Like, like introducing me as, like, you know what? It's just like I don't know. It's like, usually I like being singled out because it means all the attention's on me.
Yeah. but like, that's a really weird one. Yeah. And like, very weird. That's why I was joking. I would never do that with cis women. But it is funny. Like seeing like it's actually like, it's like this thing where it's actually really totally okay to feel uncomfortable if somebody told, like, personally or whatever, to feel uncomfortable by someone saying, oh, I thought you were trans, because like, it's like, oh, I thought you were born based on your looks. I thought you were born a whole different gender and I am putting you in this different category of womanhood, even if it shouldn't be a different category. Like, that's still usually like,
it's like, and now I'm letting you know, and now you have to think about it this entire time. It's like,
but also you have to act like you're not upset because you don't want to be transphobic. And like, actually, that was a lecture I got, a really helpful thing, maybe a year or two before I met you. So it was like, I kind of dressed the same, but I didn't know I had any claim to being gay whatsoever. So I didn't dress as the same. I didn't wear dresses or anything like that. And like, I wore pink to be edgy, but,
me too. I wore pink.
Subversive.
I know. I'm like, why do they think I'm trans? And I do fucking.
Yeah. I was on OkCupid and I had talked to this woman for like a day or two and she was in Park Slope, which it should have been my first clue that something was up, because like she said she had some kinks that like I might be able to help her with, which later becomes a very gross statement. And then it still just was kind of whatever, but I was like, yeah, you know, I'm into lots of crazy shit. And I am like, I was like, lesbians love me. She was opening her lesbian relationship and we talk back and forth. I've probably told this on here before, but I've only had 4 episodes and they're still probably talked about it, but we go back and forth. It's like this really long getting to know each other conversation, which is a strike against me as a man. But I'm like, yeah, of course, you know, I'll wait till you and your partner figure everything out. Like, we're talking about like Luke Cage with series and how it's like progressive, you know, like normal white people in 2015 shit. And I think I finally, she's like so nervous and she's talking about how her and her partner are reading all the books on like polyamory and like, you know, and they're like probably calling into Dan Savage, and like, she's like, I'll keep you updated like every step of the way. And I'm like, you don't actually have to do that. You just let me know like when things change. I had to propose, and this is like a 30-year-old woman or so. I was a 25-year-old boy or so, I thought. And I had to, it's all good. Like, her and her partner live together in Park Slope. I have a carpeted room in Bushwick off Myrtle Broadway. Like, anyway, I finally tell her, hey, we can meet up at Little Skips and get coffee and just straight up agree that we're going to not go home together. So there's no pressure. And she's like, oh my God, thank you. You know, another real, real guy clue right there. But she's like, that's so cool of you. And I was kind of like, why do I know how to do this? Like, but she's like, my partner and I have never done online dating. The next day we're talking and she's like, hey, I just wanted to let you know, like, I think you're really cool and I'd love to hang out sometime, but my partner and I want to start with someone not so intimidating. And I was like, oh, what does that mean? You know, like, because I am a guy, I got neck tattoo. She's like, yeah, well, she's just known I've always just had a thing for trans men. Oh, I did tell this before. But anyway, and I was like, I'm cis. And it was probably the first time I ever used the words I'm cis and or cisgender in a sentence. Because it was 2014-15. And she had never considered, like, she had not once considered that I was. And also, she was planning this entire thing. She's like, no, that's out. Oh, so sorry. That's out of the question. And like, then I remember what she said about kinks. And I was like, wait a second. Years later, I'm like, hey, like if I was a trans man, that is disgusting. Yeah. But I was in this kind of haze, you know, because I was like, well, that makes me feel really weird that someone confused me for a trans guy. And well, now when I look at my profile photos, everyone's like, yeah, oh my God, are you kidding me? But like, I was like, that makes me feel extremely weird. And now I feel bad because I don't think it's bad to be a trans guy. And like one of my friends who had trans friends and was in the queer radical scene or whatever had to be like, it's okay to feel weird. Like people thought I was pregnant. It's not bad to be pregnant. It felt weird when people assumed I was pregnant. And I was like, okay.
That's a really good, like, that's a really good comparison.
And that's why it's okay to be disgusted by pregnancy and trans people. I'm just trying to make Taylor laugh with transphobia. I always am, to the audience, I'm always like, let me write. I'm like, she'll show me a joke and be like, is this offensive? And I'm like, no, but you want me to show you some ways it could be?
No, but we can make it.
Yeah. Which is like,
Again, I feel like the only joke I have right now in my act is, and I actually use this a lot because there's this comedian who was, I can't remember if they were trans. I don't know if it was a trans man or if it was a lesbian, but she was, I think it was a lesbian.
Okay.
Well,
let's go with that because you said she. So we're going with she.
I know. Once I said it, I was like, I'm locked in.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure. But anyways, so she was like, yeah, all these cis women, like, dressing like us, blah, blah, blah. And then I go on right after and I go, hey, guys, the lesbian stole this look from me. I've been in Bushwick 11 years. This used to mean I'm a multimedia artist, okay?
Yeah, that is actually, I mean, you were getting shitty tattoos before most of these bitches moved here.
Dude, literally.
Because you were poor.
Oh, yeah, you helped me write that joke. I'm not gay, I'm poor.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. That's like, I mean, like, because you were sleeping with shitty tattoo artists when that was still a male profession.
Yeah.
Before they all went they-them to escape accountability. Sorry, is this, yeah. I'm going to put a transphobia warning on this just for me.
Transphobia warning on it, it's gonna look like I was the one that was being transphobic.
Okay, that's the cover art. You are not the first cis person on this podcast, and it's supposed to not be a trans podcast. You are the first cis straight person on this podcast, but
I like how I'm the first of that in like so many situations.
You're breaking down barriers.
I don't even know what it is. I guess it's just kind of like...
Well, you got invited as an ally to Queer Pride Comedy Night, right?
Yeah, and they spelled ally wrong.
They were running out of things.
I was like, this has to be a joke. Like,
yeah.
But I couldn't ask because, like... I'm like, I spent hours Googling this shit. I'm like, no, it's spelled wrong. They spelled it A-L-L-I-E. And, like, I was like, this booker, he's so nice. But, like, I, like, don't... Like, I'm so anxious around bookers because it's like your future like is in their hands.
Yeah.
So like, I just didn't want to say anything because like less is more. Like when it's like, hey, you want to be a show? Yeah, sure. Like they sent me the thing. I was like, all right. I like didn't repost it or anything because I reposted it one time and I'm like,
yeah.
How has nobody figured that? Like nobody said any. Nobody has said anything. Yeah. Like. All right. And it was me and two other blonde white girls. I looked the gayest for sure.
Yeah.
but it's like, I look the most alternative everywhere I go. Like it, but it's, I don't even know what it is. I feel like it's not even like other than comedians, all of my friends are fucking queer. Like other than, than the comics and the gay comics are the funniest, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, well, I feel like got being weird out of your system very early.
Yeah.
You were a recovering drug addict by the time of like what, like 23?
Like 19.
19, yeah. And so like you had like a storied life when I met you. And you were what, 24 when I met you?
Yeah.
So I feel like ever since then you've kind of just been working on towards being a normal girl.
Honestly, straight up, like I've had so many trans women friends that for the first, we both have gotten measured for a bra for the first time together. like we're both equally as excited to buy bikinis for the first time.
That's cute. You were, yeah. I mean, like, it's funny because even though the term is kind of stupid, you are legitimately like a, you have literally been a queer ally. I have a poem about Taylor, audience. Dear audience, I have a poem about Taylor. Someone in another country just messaged me to be like, that was so like I was about to do a mocking tone, and it was like, they're like, that was really sweet and moving, and I like really took me back. And I was like, aw.
Honestly, it really is that your poetry is so, it's like, it's gorgeous.
Like, thank you. Yeah. But I mean, so like, it is kind of funny that like, I mean, they don't know that about you, and it wasn't, you weren't like, I'm being a queer ally. Like, we were just. Well, this is I do talk about how I know people on it because it is affiliated, even though the last two have just been like my girlfriend. but like, yeah, Taylor and I met at an incredibly shitty bar that was kind of the best bar in Queens, Scorpion Lounge.
Oh, did I tell you that my friend just bought that place?
That's amazing, because fuck the owners.
Yeah. Fuck, don't. Yeah. I was on a date the other day, and he walked into the place, and me and the guy, I guess he knew him too.
Yeah.
Trice.
He's been a faggot for decades. Like,
what a weird dude. I say, at every queer show I do, I say the F word because they want you to.
Yeah.
Then they're like, say it again. And I'm like, I don't know why. Like,
they thirst for it.
It's very, very funny whenever I talk about it, because it's literally just me being like, I'm not gay.
Yeah.
And they're like, say it. And I'm like, and now the straight people
are, you have such a non-threatening tone and demeanor and just physically aren't, that it is kind of like, I don't know. It's
it's like, okay.
It's like, I mean, like, I feel like the only threatening thing you could say, which you never would be, I'm calling the cops. Like, if someone says that in your tone of voice, I would be terrified. You don't do that, though. But, yeah.
I don't think I'm calling the cops. Oof.
No. I think that's really in your tone of voice removed from you.
There was I was judging a comedy competition the other day, and I found out one of the – this was – I shouldn't have done this. But this is – one of the comics was a cop. So just every time we had to, like, go around and, like, do the judging thing, I would just make pig noises the entire time. And I just, like – I wouldn't stop. Like, I gave zero feedback. I just, every time. To the point where it wasn't funny, but I was just still doing it.
Just making people uncomfortable.
Yeah, everyone was like, oh, okay, come on. I'm like,
oh. Okay. So I was at this, like, this seminar of speaking. This situation where I was listening to someone speak very passionately. And it was like a kind of a motivational speech. A recovery-based thing. But anyway, and I was hearing, and they were talking about how they got married to a cop. And I was like, oh, why am I, like, going to listen to this fucking speaker or whatever? And, you know, like, it was a multi-panel thing. And anyway, and then they said they were talking about it, and they just said that their cop spouse committed suicide. And I had this kombucha, and I had to, like, you know, I didn't spit it out, but I almost spit out my kombucha because I was just thinking of how self-righteous I was being, like, you fuck. And, like, obviously I don't, like,
think
it. I know you can. I mean, I said it, like, but, like, imagine, like, I don't, like, think their pain is funny.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think their pain is funny. I don't think, like, I'm not, like, at a lack of so much empathy, you know, but, like, I do think it's funny that a cop realized that, you know, the right came to see the right thing to do, you know, but like, I just, in general, I, But I like it was this thing where I was like, oh my God, what if I had spit out my kombucha just then and there? And then that became so funny in and of itself that I was trying not to laugh. I know. Well, when you're trying not to laugh also.
Yeah. That's hard. Yeah. That's hard.
Trying not to
laugh is one of the hardest things.
It's nearly impossible.
Have to leave places when that shit happens.
Yeah, because it can be really it can be something you just think of that is like really inappropriate from
Literally fucking I can't remember what it was. Whenever I'm trying not to laugh, I end up just going
yeah.
And I'm like, I just made a weird noise, so that's even weirder than laughing. And I'm just gonna leave.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't know. But we met at Scorpion Cafe.
Oh yeah.
God, that was the best bar in the world.
I remember it so much. Like I have all these like snippet memories of it, and it's so interesting going, but every time I go in there, because it's crazy now and inside of there it has all these like fucking, like everything is like,
now it's Scorpion Records, right?
I guess well, they want me to do the take over like the comedy part of it and like playing like all the shows and stuff, and I'm like trying to think of like Scorpion like comedy, like, because I just love the keeping Scorpion in it.
Yeah.
It's just so funny also how full circle that is, because the people that buy are my film friends. So they're from a whole other group of friends that I have. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's really interesting. And they're some of the closest people to me. They're the ones that I did that web series with, Gig.
Cute, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the ones that casted me for that. So like it's very, very cool. And they were telling me about it, but they got to do all the licensing and all that jazz. So I'm just like waiting. And it's like, it's just so full circle. It's like, now I'm doing the comedy there. Like that's so sick.
Yeah. It had a weird, intermission period, but yeah.
Yes.
This biggest fucking loser spot, the coolest spot. I know, but, yeah, Grateful Dead bootlegs are going to be timeless, man.
Let's
paint a Black Flag logo on that shit.
Oh my God. I hate the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even, like, I, what, just, I don't, you either hate the Grateful Dead or you love the Grateful Dead. And it's like,
I don't know. I don't have strong feelings because I don't really know what they sound like.
I hate them. Like, their music is annoying. Like,
yeah,
it's not good. Fucking, and I'm so dumb and care about them so little that I didn't even realize like that it was a Grateful Dead thing. Like that's what that was.
What the skulls?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even realize that. So he was giving me like all this like all these T-shirts and stuff, and I was wearing it around. Trice.
Oh yeah, Lee Trice.
Yeah.
Cool. Naming names.
Yep.
He's such a faggot.
I mean, dude, it's like he just gets fucked up and messages me and accuses me of crazy shit. Like one time we didn't hook up for like 6 months, and then out of nowhere he's like, "You gave me herpes." I was like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "There's something on my dick." I was like, "We haven't hooked up."
What's his dick look like?
Months. I can't remember.
So not memorable.
Yeah, not memorable.
Okay. Not memorable dick. Yeah. Woman beater. What else? I don't know if that's even true.
I mean, probably. If I can.
Yeah.
I
just can't. Alleged woman beater.
He's just always fucked up. Like, I'm just like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't. Like, I don't. Obviously, I don't mind people are fucked up, but it's just like.
He survived the Bushwick shitty men list twice. Okay. Alleged woman beater. Alleged sounds worse, but like for legal purposes, it's like being like, why not? Because alleged, you can just throw shit in. Alleged pedophile.
He would just accuse me of crazy stuff. He was like, stop telling people I raped you. I'm like, I didn't fuck. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like if he fills in the blanks, like if a girl is like, and to be clear. Everything is alleged. I realize he probably allegedly has litigious parents. But anyway.
What does litigious mean?
Sue.
Uh.
Probably not. I don't fucking know anything about him. He was my friend's roommate for a little while. I don't like his art. I don't like how he treats women. I don't, and that's all based on what I've seen.
He just did drug addict-y stuff, which is shitty. So I just was like,
I mean, well, it started, but he would just DM you constantly, and then you posted it.
Yeah.
And because he was like, you just wouldn't respond, and then you'd be like, "Hey, I'm really busy. I'm sorry I haven't responded, but like, chill." And then, what did he say? I don't know. You posted a reel of it. I didn't realize it was him.
I can't remember, but I got to a point where I was like, "He's not leaving me alone." So yeah. I just like screenshot it, post it, and then just like left
and
it.
And then tons of women started talking about it.
Yeah,
and like he came up, and then like you had people trying to get you involved that you didn't even want to like go further with it.
Yeah, dude, like I just did it so he would see it and then lay off.
Yeah,
because I like was kind of out of options. Yeah, and then people were like calling me and being like, I remember some girl called me when I was doing a show and she was like, I gave him every last penny I've had. Like she was obviously also a drug addict, but it was she was like, I'm from Maine, and I'm like, oh, this is a national thing. Okay,
yeah.
Like, I was like, I don't want anything to do with this.
Is that part of why they sold the place?
I have no idea. I don't even know. He owned it with other people, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's not really good when your partner is getting flamed like that.
I have no idea. I don't even know who the owners were.
Yeah. Well, he was like a very... his face forward, personality forward person. And it's really dumb to be like that. Like... yeah, I mean, also the thing is that, like, you posted his text to you and him being just abusive, and then a million people chimed in, and then he's like, why are you accusing me of raping you? And it's like, if your texts get leaked, or somebody is like, somebody makes an accusation about you, and you just assume it's that's pretty bad, you know?
That's
If somebody was like, hey, somebody's talking shit about you or trying to cancel you, I'd be like, what did I say? You know?
Yeah.
Like, that would be the first thing I would think of. I'm sure you would, too. Not like,
oh, this is what I said, for sure. Yeah, it's like,
exactly. Or just like, oh, don't stop telling people I assaulted you. Like, I don't know.
I don't know, man. Like, she was just crazy.
And yeah, and I don't want to turn... use like actual things that may have happened. Cause I don't even know what the claims are. I don't want to weaponize that because I don't like someone's art and I think they're corny and they ruin my favorite bar. but
even like really, like it was, we had such like a small thing. Like it wasn't even like we were hooking up for like a little bit, like, and then it just kind of like, it wasn't even anything. Like so like the fact that he just wouldn't leave me alone. So most times you post something like on the internet, people just leave you alone. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, this will work. So that's what I did.
And then he continued, and then a million people joined in. Yeah. I think for all I know, actually, like he just had a pattern of being shitty and argumentative and like harassing women when he had disagreements with them.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, alleged pedophile, but
I'm
just going to start saying that anytime. If Drake is an alleged pedophile, I'm just going to start going like, as long as they're like, a cis dude. No. It's like, as long as just, I like that to be an alleged anything, all you have to do is someone has to have said it or assume someone said it.
To have a personality where people are saying that kind of.
Yeah.
I'm not saying.
Alleged 2026 Nobel Prize nominee, Taylor Drew. For allyship. A-L-L-I-E. I had to Google that. Allyship.
To this day, I can't believe it. Like, I'm just like.
I had to Google it when you said that. I was like, wait, isn't it? Because I don't know. It looks weird spelling it queer, A-L-L-Y, but that is it.
Yeah. No, I checked. I Googled this shit so hard.
It's allied, like, you know?
Yeah. Allied, allies. Like, I know, like, if it's like the.
Real allies, real lies.
Real allies will realize this is how you spell it. Allie. It looks like I was like the star of a new Broadway show. Allie. Like, that's also It's also my sister's name, which is crazy. I was like, oh, hate that. Hate that.
So Matt at the Shitty Bar before, when it was cool, Scorpion was like, it's weird because it's one of the newer places that I'm like, oh, you weren't in New York for that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a decade old. Or
I forget how long ago.
No, it's not. It's well, 6 years.
Really? Is it only six? I guess.
Yeah, it was 6 years. Because my sobriety lined up with that. So we're coming up on 6 years.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, I had a spectacularly weird night that night. I'm gonna tell this story.
Because
I was in a very weird mind frame that night.
That's so crazy though.
Yeah, I was like, oh whoa. Not the night I met you, but what set this all in motion was 6 years ago to this day when I met up with. I posted this post being like, hey, I don't know what's going on. It's the last night of Pride. Everything's too Tom of Finland for me, blah, blah, blah. And she messaged me on Facebook Messenger. This is where things were still happening on it, kind of. I guess I had it because of groups. But anyway, and we met up. I was wearing my stupid little dress, and we met up at Ginny's, and we had really bomb sex. And I was like, wow, this saved Pride. It was like, it also turned into my birthday at midnight. So yeah, it was 6 years ago today. And it was someone that I'd known for over a decade who was like, I always really wanted to fuck you. And I'm like, that's not true, because you would have. And I was fat back then. But anyway, it made it even, but someone I'd known for over a decade, it was like this really fun, validating thing and whatever. And, you know, she just dipped off afterwards. And I celebrated my birthday. And then we go to do it again. It's like 2 weeks later, meet at the same bar. We go back to my house, and I had known her as the ex-wife of, I had known her and her ex-husband, and they were both like friends of mine, and they had a crazy relationship, but they also seemed like swingers and whatnot. So it was just like, whatever. And as soon as we get back to almost outside my house, her ex-husband calls and is like, and they're talking, and she's like, oh no, I'm just outside Maxell's house. Like, oh, I'm just going to go grab something. I'll be a few minutes. I'll be right back. And I was like, a few minutes? Come on, lady. I can do better than that. And anyway, I was like, and she's like, oh, dead name is just waiting for me out at the bar. And I was like, that's pretty weird. Like, I asked him to help me with some shelves. I was like, that's awkward, but whatever. And then we get into bed and start doing our thing, and then she starts being like, let's keep him waiting, like I want you to show up, like not take a shower, I want you to show up with you to the bar, I want to be covered in you, like, and just makes it about humiliating him, which I like did not consent to. But yet again, I didn't like realize that like these are things that like were bad that could happen to me. I was just like, this is crazy. Cause I really like at this point I was so like emotionally low that like, I was just like, well, I mean, I was non-binary, but I was like, well, I'm basically a guy and she's a girl. So like, you know, whatever. And then I remember, and then as soon as we finished, she saw a text from him and I saw a little bit of it, and it wasn't even like super jealous. It wasn't even like, don't do that, like don't sleep with my friends or whatever. It was just like, hey, don't keep me waiting while you're at some, don't ask me for a favor and keep me waiting while you're sleeping with my friend. And then she called him and is screaming, and she's like out in the middle of her screaming, she's like, hey honey, I'll be right outside, and like kisses me. And I was like, holy shit, this is like, and then she's outside just being like, you don't fucking trust me, you're possessive, and like, I'm gonna fucking break your van windows. And it's like, and I just came, you know, like this is in 2 minutes of me coming, and I'm feeling pretty weird. And I go and I do some deliveries. You know, I was working for Grubhub at the time. And I remember my last stop is my friends, and I'm telling them this story, and they're like, holy shit, like, are you okay? Like, that's, I'm really sorry. Like, that's really sucks. And, like, I was like, I don't know, it's funny, isn't it? And I'm like, is it? Like,
is it funny?
Is it, like, I don't really, they're like, you shouldn't, like, hang out with her again. They were being really sweet about it. They were just like, I came in like, what a crazy story. And they're like, whoa, I'm sorry. Like, do you need anything? They're all really sensitive. Well, now one's a girl, but sensitive. It was like the non-threatening sensitive boy crew. a really handsome, non-threatening, sensitive voice. But and then we tried to go to Ginny's, but he was there. And then we go to Scorpion Lounge, and all the guys I'm with have girlfriends, and the only one that didn't is my friend, who is now goes by Michelle. and yeah, so I just see the bartender like, kind of like look at us and look at you, because Taylor's just sitting at the bar, and it's like a big, okay, it's like the kind of bar where like you could smoke inside, and just like construction workers, like guys would drink there, like the kind of construction workers that didn't have any friends after their shift with the other construction workers would go there and smoke and like talk about how if they had a girlfriend and she pissed them off, they would set her straight. Like, that's like what it seemed like, them complaining about like how they would raise their kids they didn't have, type of thing. And I just remember a bartender kind of being like looking at you and like kind of being like, I think you would like to talk to them, and just like sent you over to the tight pants boy table.
I can't remember, because I was living right around the corner.
Yeah, you were cat sitting.
Yeah, that's right for the month. And I like found this bar and I was like, I'm trying to get fucked up. I think I was already drunk.
Probably.
Yeah, if I was in the, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, that was definitely drinking there alone because you didn't want to pay for alcohol bar.
I remember I walked up to you and I was like, I've seen you on Tinder for years.
Yeah, no, I think you were like, I've seen you online. And I was like, oh, my something. You're like, no, Tinder.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck, that's right. I was like, I've seen this person like online on dating apps. That's right. And oh, and you knew Alex.
Which Alex?
I can't remember her last
girl
name.
Girl or boy?
Girl.
Oh, yeah.
We were like really close friends, and then she like blew up at me for no reason. Though we just haven't talked since.
So. Yeah, I know a couple of people that had that experience with her, but
yeah, she, whatever.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
I did. I like, cause I lived down the block also, and I ran home at one point. I forget why, and I went and I like checked. I like checked Tinder to see if we had matched. But yeah, I remember you and I were going like rapid fire, and then yeah, you showed Michelle how to do barrettes, and we kept pronouncing it berets.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like the only two, like all the boys that are actually straight boys were playing pool and completely enamored with each other. It was true. Like Sam and Henry and fuck, who else? Anyway, and yeah, they, and then like me and Michelle were just sitting there, and then yeah, you were doing Michelle's hair, and I was like, okay, like I have to be on my A game, because like I have to, I really want to not have this be the night I got double blind cucked, like, you know, like, and I was like, here's this really pretty girl. So I was like buying you drinks, and like, we were just like going back, and I just think we were like, I just remember, you know, sometimes when, yeah, our dialogue was just kind of flawless, just going back and forth. Yeah. And then like, and I was like faking a lot of confidence. And then all the guys disappeared. And yeah, I think, oh, cause I was not drinking at that time, which was weird because I was doing drugs, but I wasn't drinking. Yeah. And then I had like one White Claw at your crib, cause I was like, can I have a sip? And you're like, if you're going to have a sip, you might as well drink like a real one.
The fuck's wrong with me?
Yeah, no. I mean, you were right in that point. Like, why was I having a sip of your White Claw and doing, yeah. And I went and got, but I think that's the reason I ever had White Claw, in sobriety, like, because I wasn't sober yet.
Was I drinking White Claw? I feel like White Claw wasn't a thing.
No, it was. It was. It just came out, I think, because I was just getting in at the very end of it.
Yeah, I think me too, because I stopped drinking shortly after.
You are definitely the last person I ever drunk Four Loko with.
That's on brand for me. I would drink Four Loko anytime it was. I don't know fucking why. Yeah, I do, because it gets you fucked up easy.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Yeah, I know exactly why.
No, but yeah, I remember because I think we had White Claws and we went back to, you were babysitting a little alien cat at this rockabilly woman's house.
Yeah, Ziggy, that was the cat's name.
Yeah, I love that cat. I wanted that. There's a brief moment where I wanted that cat, but
I'm so fucking allergic to cats. I was just so drunk all the time that I didn't even realize like how, like, if I'm around a cat now, like my nose is clogged. Like I cannot breathe. I don't know how I was fucking.
It was a cool scenario, like with the house, and it was just like so hot that summer, and my mind was definitely breaking. And like, I remember this one really sweet moment, like that night, because I was like, yeah, I'm like they, them. But like, you know, and you're like, yeah, well, you like, are you going to like correct me or will you correct me or whatever? I took it as like, are you going to be one of those people that's like makes a big deal about it or whatever? And I was like, no, I mean, I don't. And you're like, no, like, can you correct me if I fuck that up? Cause I like want to be respectful of that. And like, yeah, your little note. I met this dude that's like, they, them was so cute.
Yeah, that's right. That was in my journal.
Yeah. I'll include a link to the poem and whatever.
Yeah. That was in my journal.
It was like really.
That was like just when like that started being a thing. I
non-binary.
Yeah.
Like, when people started knowing about it, because I didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, remember because I was like, I'm gonna fuck this up. Like I was like, you have to. Like, I remember being when I started meeting non-binary people. I said that a lot. I was like, because I'm so like my brain is just wired so like in just such like a weird way that it's like I'm on autopilot a lot.
Yeah.
So it's like. You got to say something just so I can rewire it.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the thing. It's funny because it's become a way bigger discussion now.
Yeah.
Because, like, that there are a lot more and there's a lot more acknowledgement. Where, like, something like what happened to you in Chicago is actually, like, people can acknowledge, but it's really weird. You know, like,
but just me.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Like, and that's why it was weird. Like,
well, actually, that's a uniquely trans woman experience, which is really funny. I mean, she couldn't have thought you were a trans woman. Like,
yeah, I don't know what, like,
you're too short.
I don't know what she.
Yeah.
Maybe me also having no idea what she thought is a correlation to her having no idea what she thought. It's like, but like, I don't think it's, it just, maybe since I see myself every day, but like, I don't think I like, it's that, like.
No, I don't get it either. Like,
it was just so weird.
If she wasn't asking everyone their pronouns, I mean, you were like a girl from Brooklyn. And like, I feel like that's how maybe we're stereotyped.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, we were, they knew that there were three comics from New York and I was the last comic from New York going up. And I think that she just heard that my name was Taylor Drew and in her brain kind of solidified that I was a boy.
And then
when she saw me come up and she but it was just like.
When she said she, and then she's like, wait, I could have been wrong.
No, she didn't say she at all. She just said, this next comic is the last of the Brooklyn. Give it up for Taylor Drew. Like, there's no.
And then she could have just not done that.
Yeah, she could have just. Like, at no point when you're introducing anybody do you need to. Say, like,
okay, I thought she correctly gendered you and then got worried about it.
No, she just decided to gender me.
She said,
shits
you know
and
what?
Giggles.
Yeah, like, she's like, I need to add a little gender to this.
I was like, okay, like,
that's it. Well, yeah, because I mean, well,
that's why it was so weird because it was like, it's not like give it up for. Like, give it up for she literally said, give it up for she, her, Taylor Drew. I was like,
yeah, that's insane.
I was like, what the
fuck? That was a very trans woman experience, though, actually, which is funny. Is the whole, because.
Well, I feel like I was a trans woman, then she, like, then that would be even more fucked up. If she's
I'm saying, but that's like, what I mean is like, that's something that a lot of trans women go through is like, they'll be like the only, like they'll be the only person being asked their pronouns at a event or something, you know? And
I feel like she wouldn't have introduced me as she, her, if I was a trans girl though. You know what I mean?
She would have they'd them.
she probably would have just been like, she probably would have kept it inclusive. I was like, I just don't understand. She also asked how I sexually identify.
Yeah.
Like, those are the words you use. How do you sexually identify? And I was like, how do I sexually identify? Or what's my gender? Like, what are you asking me right now?
Yeah. Like
I don't, I didn't get the question. I was like, but I didn't want to be like, well, how I sexually identify and how I
I'm
not going to give you a lecture right now. I just want to get on. Like, I'm losing my train of thought.
I sexually identify as a threat. That's terrifying.
That would have been funny. I think I was trying to come up with a joke too. How do you sexually identify? I don't know.
I think that
that's why it was so fucking weird. I was just like, in no world did that need to happen.
That night when we were just chilling in the cat, and I remember you were like, hey, do you want to just like, you're like, I get it if you just want to leave, but like, do you want to just lie in bed and cuddle? Like just cuddle. And it was actually like the nicest option that I would have absolutely put out that night, you know, like not being like, oh, if I had to, but I was like, oh, here's a hot girl. This is going to make tonight better. I feel bad. And I can't exactly explain that I felt violated because I'm a boy. So even though I'm not a boy, I'm a they/them, but I have male privilege. So I can't, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, do you want to just cuddle with me? And I'm like, yes.
Yes.
And then, And then we just like kind of hung out for a very long time. And I mean, I got sober in between it, but
I feel like I remember like when you first came out to me, we were both like, somehow I subconsciously knew because like when you were male presenting, it's like, you were my type. You know what I mean? And for some reason, I was just like, I'm not like.
Yeah, no. I was gonna say, it's one of the most validating things that we never had sex. Like, you and I were sleeping with tons of people that looked like you and I at that time.
Yeah, literally. But something in my brain was just like,
we made out like one night or something.
I make out with girls for attention all the time.
Yeah, exactly. But that was like, I mean, and we were so high on Molly. It was like, I think I sucked on your boob during and listening to, oh, I forgot what we were listening to, but that's like my entire sexual history of was taking MDMA and making out, which is like a very straight girl activity. But I was like, I don't know about you now, but that was in the time when you were pretty boy crazy too. Like, okay, I don't know what you're saying. I'm not, but I was like feeling like
boy crazy.
I was just thinking of like and maybe this is a transness thinking of everything in dog metaphors, but you know, like just like, you know, like just like a lineup of like, I don't know in what scenario you're trying to root out the trans women, but you just have a line of like skater looking guys just like lined up, and you know, like a drug sniffing dog or something.
Like, this one smells
and you're just like, this one's, I'm not attracted to this one. And this one is like, your girls, get out of here.
I can't tell you why. I just know.
Just know. There's just something about
my you body were like,
that was like, I think a couple days in when I told you, you're like, that's why I never fucked you. You're like, I fucked lots of people that looked like you. And we spent like a lot of time together. And it wasn't like but there was no, like, I think it was the time after we made out. I don't know. You came over to my house like 4 a.m. and it was maybe my second day sober. Cause the last time I had seen you, I just like burst in your house. Like, what up? And I was a total wreck and we were both a total wreck. And then, you just came over and I'm like, I'm sober now.
Yeah,
you're like, okay. And I was like, do you want to have sex? Like, not now because you're drunk, but like eventually. And you're like, no, I don't think so. And I was like, okay, cool. But can we like still cuddle and stuff? And you're like, yes. And then like, yeah. And then we like hung out extremely intensely for like until I had to go to California. And then we like kind of worked together after that. And we had a really nice symbiotic relationship. But like,
Everything was very yeah. like natural.
Yeah, it was really sweet.
It was like kind of like honestly, I literally could only describe it as like a sister, like kind of like unspoken, like, you know what I mean? Like,
nothing. Yeah, it was really sweet.
It was really sweet.
You sent me "I Miss You" by Blink-182 while I was on vacation.
Yeah.
I was also insane then, which is great because I was like, I love this girl and I would kill for her, but we're not having sex. I just love her.
And that's how you know you're not a sister.
Yeah, exactly. Also, it's funny because I was like, oh my God, it's so crazy that I'm hanging out with this 24-year-old, you know? And now I'm like,
I'm old now. I'm 30 now.
I know. I am turning 37 tomorrow.
That's right. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
First of all.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But time, I don't even. Time flies when you're sober. No, just kidding. It goes by so slow.
Are you completely sober now? Or mostly? Yeah.
No, I'm totally sober. I haven't drank alcohol in maybe like 5 years.
That rules.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's not hard. Like, literally, I see alcohol and it makes my stomach hurt. Like, I'm just like, oh, God. Like,
That's you.
Being sober is just easy. It's fucking alcohol just looks like a stomach ache. It's like,
yeah.
No, thank you.
No, I look at the worst decisions and I'm like, yes, please. Like, still.
Not for me. I'm already like a nutcase, which is why I stand up. And it's like, I need my brain to like, I need to know what's going on. Like, I can't like, taking things that like really alter my like consciousness, I can't fuck with. I'm just like I need to know what's going on. Like,
for sure.
I don't know. I just fucking.
I'm gonna like finish up in a sec. I want to do this again with you though.
Yeah, this is fun.
But like, yeah. Well, first of all, you got anything to plug? I mean, I'm just like, do you got anything you want to talk about? Any final? Because we can just riff whenever. I like having my own podcast. But
do I plug? I've been doing so many shows. I have a show today in Bayside. I have a show tomorrow in Park Slope. And then the next day.
Oh, yeah. Well, tomorrow it might be out. So.
Is it tomorrow? It might be Wednesday.
July 1st is tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow's the only day I don't have a show for the next
come to
2 weeks.
Birthday.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, if this comes out, come to my birthday party, listeners, at Rash in Bushwick. If it comes out another day, then
yeah,
I don't know. Then you should have been there.
Then you should have fucking been there.
Yeah.
I have Logan's Run on Wednesday, and then Thursday I have a show in Ocean City.
Okay, what's Logan's Run?
It's a bar. It's really cool, actually. It's like a
where?
In Park Slope.
Okay, cool. Oh, yeah. I see it. I live close to there in comparison to everyone else. But,
yeah, I was so far.
What are your socials, plugging stuff? I'm making this an hour so I can just edit it easier so I can have it out tomorrow. This is my birthday edition.
Taylor and Drew, number 4, letter U. Taylor
on Drew, everything?
Everything, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I love you so much. And we'll do a part 2 soon. Okay.